Hey, it's Amy with IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com, and I have a really cool show. It kind of piggybacks on top of an email I sent out today on how to live an amazing life and all the work that I do from this podcast to my sessions to my writing. Everything is designed to help you to live your amazing life. And so as I was preparing that piece, I realized there's something I should talk about here on the podcast that's been coming up in my sessions. It came up in the writing of that post, and I think I'll post it to my blog. If you are a visitor to my website, you know I don't post to the blog very often. But I think what I sent out today, if you're not on my email list, please get on it. But if you're not on it, you can read this on my blog, IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com. So let's talk about living an amazing life. In case you're new to this program, I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams. If you are ready, you're ready. Maybe you're ready for a relationship or to start the business or to make a professional move or a physical move. You want to maybe move somewhere else or transition in any way, shape, or form. I would love to support you in becoming the person you've always wanted to be. Please consider my services, IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com, and pay close attention to the up-level intuitive coaching package as well as the massive result intuitive coaching package. Okay, let's talk about, I mean, there's so many places I can go to, originally when I set out to do this, I thought, oh, well, I'll kind of 2.0, the post I wrote on living an amazing life, but I actually, my spirit guides are showing me very clearly to talk about self-sabotage. Throw the notes out the window and let's talk about self-sabotage. So I am low-key obsessed with what it takes to win. Not low-key obsessed, like very obsessed. I'm not a competitive person. I never played a competitive sport, I briefly threw shot put so I could get PE credit my senior year of high school so I could graduate. And my brother was already on the team. And so I knew they probably wouldn't kick me off if I was terrible. And so he was their star athlete. So I kind of rode on his coattails and threw shot put. That's the only time I ever played anything competitive. I was more concerned about the ribbons in my hair than actually throwing the shot put. But surprisingly, I wasn't that bad about it at it. And it seemed like the days I focused more on ribbons instead of trying to like hit a certain point with the shot put. I don't even remember now like where, you know, what the whole mechanics of the game, like what it was all called. It seemed like those meets when I was like, everybody needs nice ribbons in their hair. It seems like those I did the best, but it makes sense with manifestation. When you approach something from a place of lightness, you tend to win, right? And so I'm obsessed with like, what does it take to win? And the only like competitive sport I'm super devoted to is college football. So this isn't about competition. Winning is tuning into that part of you and being the best that you can be in that moment. That's what I mean by winning. So this isn't about other people or you competing with others. And so as I was writing the post about living an amazing life, the message of winning came up. And I write everything very intuitively. And so this last paragraph of that was talking about living your amazing life and remembering that you are fucking amazing and using spiritual practice to do that. And then it shifted into, it's like the words kind of poured out of me in the way in which intuitive writing tends to happen in my world, and switched to this notion of winning. And those that win, lose, and self-sabotage. So winners, losers, and self-saboteurs. I'm going to talk about the self-saboteurs because I know I'm not a vibrational match to losers. So nobody who's like a straight up loser is listening to this program. I say that with love and respect. And there are some definitions Spirit gave me on this, and you'll better understand that that's not a put down. It's a way of being. So winners show up and they play full out. This is the message Spirit gave me as I was preparing Living Your Amazing Life. Losers, they just don't show up, right? Self-saboteurs, people who sabotage their efforts, are people who show up and then don't play a full out. And then my spirit guides are jumping in now and they're saying the reverse is also true. There are people who don't show up, but they're playing full out at home. Same thing. So let's talk about that. Why someone would show up but not play full out, or play full out at home but not show up, and what that looks like. So self-sabotage, you know, there are many people who do, you know, teachers out there I've heard recently who are not using that phrase, but I like it. I think I like it because it puts you in the driver's seat. You can look at it and make yourself wrong. You can say, oh my God, I'm a self-saboteur. I'm a self-saboteur and I ruin everything for myself. You can totally use this message to feel bad about yourself, but don't. Because why? Why do you need to? You don't need to. Use this as a way of helping yourself. That's why I love self-sabotage as a phrase, as a way to describe certain behaviors, because then that implies that you can stop the process of sabotaging yourself. And really, only you can. So when we, an example of showing up and not playing full out, it's showing up and being so frazzled that you can't be present, whether it be for a date, a job interview, an opportunity, a conversation with a friend. I see it a lot with sessions. People invest, you know, significant amounts of money to work with me, and then they either show up, they show up late. I only have one client that consistently does that, so I don't call it late anymore. That's just when she shows up. It's always going to be 10 after. But there are people that show up and maybe they're not in a place where they can focus, or they don't bring their notebook, or they don't do the work, right? Or you buy a program and you don't even just go through the program. You may not need to do everything in the program, but you just don't even go through it, right? I know I'm there with you. I have a book business that I spend my days praying and working towards and manifesting. And then I recently bought a course probably over a month ago and haven't even listened to it. Yeah, those are the ways in which we show up, but we don't play full out. Or, you know, my bookness, I can talk to you about that forever, because that is a place where I saw full on self-sabotage play out in my life. And I do work on myself. I have coaches and people in my life that keep me on track. And I still badly sabotage myself when in that launching process, because I didn't do the work. I focused on things that weren't important, right? I focused on what other people thought. I remember in the early process of my first manuscript, it's a book. Right now I'm working on a series. It's romance. And one of my first beta readers, it was three people. Two were like, this is great, this is amazing, offered me feedback as to how to improve. And then one was an asshole, you know, assholes show up, jerks show up, who was just going to try to rewrite the work, like literally rewrite the work. And I gave so much energy. I remember this was towards the, Matt and I were still living together at the time, but we had called it, or I think we were pretty close to calling it quits. But I remember spending a whole weekend talking about that woman and her feedback. Even as my intuitive brain was saying, this is bullshit, this is bullshit, this is bullshit. She's not even offering you constructive criticism. She's not even offering you criticism. She just wants to rewrite the work, right? And so I still spent hours talking about this woman. That is an example of self-sabotage, because that was energy that I could have been using in other ways. That is energy that I could have been using to focus on the two constructive criticism, like really good wisdom, guidance, support I got from two people. I could have been focusing on that and how to improve the work and get jumping in and doing the work. But instead, not only did I talk about this woman incessantly and her comments, I got picked a fight with her. So then there's that. Like I call that the energetically the sign that's called kicking up dust. I was kicking up dust. Like I didn't need to pick a fight with her. Like it was done. And then I proceeded to spend the next 2 weeks re-listening to the work to see if any of what she said had merit, which it didn't, right? I already knew that. My intuition had already showed me very clearly it didn't. That's self-sabotage. And I kind of carried that self-saboteur through the whole release of that project. It was delayed by 8 months. As a result, it threw off all of like the budgeting you do in a business to account for income. And then the fallout from that, it was a year and a half recovery from that fallout. And all of that I can trace back to self-sabotage. And so there are winners, there are losers, and there are self-saboteurs. Be a person who doesn't sabotage yourself. And the way you do that is you show up and you play full out. And you expect to live an amazing life. You know you deserve to live an amazing life. Any criticisms you get, you run it through your internal intuition and check, is this of my highest and greatest good? Is this something to protect me? Is this something to support me? Is this something to make me better? And if it's not, you move away from it as quickly as possible. Or, you know, that criticism might be coming from within you, right? And so you have to check that and say, hey, is this information that's going to make me better? Is this guidance and wisdom that's going to make me stronger? Is this going to make me more powerful? Is this going to get me what I want? Right? We're here to live out our desires. That's the way God can show up through us, is by we follow our desires, and then all these miraculous, amazing, wonderful, only God could do it things show up. God wants to have that experience. That's why we're here as humans, right? And we want to have that experience with God. That's why we showed up. That's why we said, yeah, I'll be a human in this lifetime and in this time-space reality. But we don't get to do that if we are sabotaging ourselves, right? And so if you make a commitment to yourself, stick with that commitment until you make a new commitment, right? Self-sabotage can also be low self-esteem, which we've talked about a lot here. Not believing that you are worthy and deserving of what you desire, but you are. You just are. You're worthy. You are deserving. It is your birthright. You get to have what you want, period. There's no room for discussion. There's no, could it be, is it possible? No, it just is. If the desire is on your heart and you know that desire keeps coming back and keeps coming back, focus on that desire and see it through to fruition, right? I believe that doing your self-work is the way you overcome self-sabotage. And so what is your self-work? It is your affirmations. It is your releasing work. It is your journaling. It is getting clear about your desires. It is being willing to learn how to set boundaries. It is doing the psychological work if there are traumas and areas of psychological ways of processing information that may not be serving you well. It is taking care of yourself, self-care, and all the forms of self-care there is. It is being kind and loving and supportive and respectful to yourself. It is getting clear about who you are and what matters to you and honoring that. That is your self-work. That is your point of success. And it's not about anyone else, right? So the way you win, the way you overcome self-sabotage is by being super committed to yourself, even if you don't have all the answers, right? Like, we don't. No one has the answers. That's the real, like, right? Like, you, the answers come as you move in the direction of your desire. We want everything to be laid out so pretty for us because we have a desire. I'm going to act on this God when everything is beautiful and wonderful in front of me. But we know anything that we have created, it has not been pretty and beautiful and laid out for in front of us. We take a step and then another piece is revealed. We take a step and then another piece is revealed. And so if you are using fear as an excuse to sabotage yourself, I'm afraid, what if it's not going to work? Then you will always be stuck in that fear. But if you are willing to say, huh, this is fear. And I might be a little apprehensive and I'll take a step and I'll breathe and I'll take another step. And I know in that process, God will reveal each next step to me. Another way we sabotage ourselves is waiting. Like, waiting for something to happen. And I get it. Like, there are definitely times in our lives, particularly through this pandemic, where we're waiting. But in that time, right, where we're maybe not taking a lot of action and we're not seeing things manifest into form, you are still in motion. Whether it's getting clearer about the desire, whether it is reminding yourself that you can have what you want, maybe that's through affirmations and repetitively listening to your affirmations. It is reprogramming some beliefs that aren't serving you well. It is being open to all possibilities, right? It is getting stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger, being your own best friend, telling yourself the truth. You're never really just like out there waiting on God to do something. You are always moving closer and closer and closer to the God within you, meaning you are taking steps to better understand who you are and what you want in this life and what's going on within you that might be keeping it from you. So you're never waiting on God. You're always moving towards God. Always moving towards God. But self-sabotage will say, well, I didn't see the result I thought I should have saw. Okay? Or should have seen. I didn't see the result I should have seen. So I'm just going to wait until God gives me some type of sign. Well, that's not how signs work. Signs are everywhere. But you have to be open to them. And by the nature of waiting or stopping until you get another sign, it's your way of shutting down and saying, oh, God is only going to show up for me sometime. God showed up for me for this thing, but he's not going to show up for me for this thing. No, God will always show up for you. Just keep moving. Now, in that process, you may discover like, oh, I don't really like doing this thing. And I want to do something else. That's one thing. If you make a clear commitment to make a change, totally fine, totally safe. If you make a clear commitment to make a change because of fear that it won't happen, that's still self-sabotage. So you really have so much power in your life if you are willing to stay in motion towards what you want. Stay in motion towards your highest desire. And maybe in that process, you lose sight of what the desire is. So then you take a contemplation moment where you sit quietly with yourself, maybe a whole weekend, and you get clear again about what you want and why you want it. And then you keep going. And in that process, you're going to better see all the signs and symbols that God's been giving you, pointing you in the right direction. Now, another piece of self-sabotage is worst case scenario thinking. And I talk about this a lot on the program. It's an easy place to go to if you've been hurt, and who hasn't been hurt, to revisit like the worst thing that has ever happened to you in the past and think you're going to repeat it. No, it doesn't need to be that way. So catch yourself, be kind to yourself, say, oh, my mind's doing that thing where it thinks this worst terrible thing is going to happen. And you just reel yourself back in. The reason we don't get what we want, I learned this from Amanda Francis. There's three reasons. And I think they're really good. I don't know if she developed them or if there are other places, but she's the one I have heard say it very clearly. We don't really want it. We don't believe we can have it, or we think something bad's going to happen if we get it. And I think all of our excuses for not playing full out, all of our excuses for believing the self-saboteur within us is rooted in those three. So if you think that if it's something you don't really want, I know I've been in lots of situations in my life where I didn't really want it to begin with, and maybe I got in motion and then I tried to like trick myself into wanting it. Or, you know, like say a man, perfect example, a man didn't really want to go on that first date, went on that first date, went on the second date, went on the third date, went on the fourth date. And then I start to catch feelings because, you know, you need some reason to keep showing up, right? And you realize like, well, you know, all those reasons why I didn't want to go on the date are still present, but I'm noticing there's some other stuff there. Okay. And then I would like, quote unquote, fall for them, right? Which is really just falling for the potential of being in a relationship with another human. It wasn't really falling for them. And then I get all hurt when it ends, right? That's all self-sabotage. I didn't want to go on that date in the first place, right? I wasn't trusting my intuition. And so when the feelings aren't reciprocated, right? Because now it's suddenly become a desire. I want to be with this person, which was not a real desire. I can trace it back to, oh, I didn't really want it, right? That's why I didn't get it. I didn't want it in the first place, right? Or if something bad's going to happen, like if you're pursuing something and you think, oh, I'm going to be embarrassed if I go full out, or I'm going to lose. What if I lose? What if I lose money? What if I lose accolades? What if I just lose, right? Then, yeah, you won't play full out. And then you won't get what you want, right? And then if you don't believe it, and I think most of the people that follow this program believe too heavily in their self-saboteur, psychically, that's what I'm picking up, and we don't believe, whether it be because of low self-esteem, low self-love, low self-respect, some trauma from the past that hasn't been healed, we don't believe we can have what we want, right? We think God can show up sometimes, but we don't think God can show up all the time. And so I want to tell you, now is the time to start to practice and reprogram yourself that God will show up for you all the time. All you have to do is stay in motion towards the purest, cleanest desire. Not the desire you craft, like, you know, my dating, I didn't want to go on the date, and then, you know, you go on four, and then you realize, like, oh, I kind of like this person. Like, no, right? Like, that's a desire on the fly. Like, the truest desire is to be in a lasting, loving partnership with someone that I deeply love and respect, and I feel deeply loved and respect by. And then I just need to go back and ask myself, is that this? And it's going to be no, right? Even if you've grown fond of someone, it's no, right? In the process of, you know, going against your truth, you've grown fond of that person. You've fallen in love with the potential of what it could be. It's still a no, right? And so I want you to be willing to trust yourself more, trust your intuition, trust the signs. If you're not seeing a lot of signs, then either you need to surrender it, which is really just, you know, saying, hey, I'm giving this over to God. I've done all I can do. But you need to be able to say, I've done all I can do. Or you need to go back to the drawing board and say, hey, do I want to be a winner, a loser, or a self-saboteur? Am I just showing up but not going full out? Or am I going full out at home and not showing up? That's self-saboteur. A winner shows up, plays full out, wins, right? And then a loser, which very few of losers are listening to this program, they just don't show up at all. So be a winner, baby. That's my RuPaul quote. Be a winner, baby, and go full out. Kick your self-saboteur to the curb, because it's always going to tell you some sob story. It's going to tell you why it's not going to work. It's going to tell you that something bad's going to happen. It's going to tell you to change your mind a gazillion trillion times and not do anything, right? And confuse the hell out of you. The self-saboteur is always going to take you off track. And why, you know, the ego wants to keep us safe and it doesn't like change. But if you're willing to change, and usually change doesn't mean it's a total upheaval of your life, it's usually a change in belief, and as a result, a change in your approach, then all the miracles, magic, and blessings that are already present in your life can start to take form, physical form. That is manifestation. The unseen becomes seen. The unseen is already like so close to you energetically. It's already in your energetic field. I love when I read for people and I'm like, it's already in your energetic field. Or Abraham Hicks calls it, it's in your vortex, right? But the tricky thing is believing that can be manifested into form. And if you're willing to give up all the self-sabotaging behaviors and take your power back and choose to do things that set you up to win, then that is no longer just in energetic escrow. It's no longer just in your field. It's no longer just in your vortex. You start to see it manifest into form. It's a higher vibrational place when you're in that state. You got to make higher vibrational choices, right, to welcome it in. But you can do it. The same way you got it in your field, you can get it out. The same way you brought it into energetic escrow, put that deposit in, you can bring it out. And it just requires the next level of belief, the next level of faith, the next level of curiosity. Isn't it amazing? Like, just go into that space of, isn't it amazing that I know God's going to show me something brilliant in this process? Isn't it amazing that I get to be present for this experience where I'm manifesting this thing into form, and I may not know exactly how to do it, but isn't it amazing that I get to have this wonderful, amazing, miraculous experience where my life gets to change beautifully and wonderfully and joyfully? Isn't it amazing that I get to take on new ways of being that I may not have ever considered because that's not the way I was raised or taught or even thought along those lines, but I have this desire and I know this desire is supported by this new way of being? Isn't it amazing how all I have to do is wake up and show up and play full out and trust my intuition in the process and all that I need will be manifested? Isn't it amazing? Just start your statements with that. Isn't it amazing how? Isn't it amazing how? Isn't it amazing how? And as you start to open your heart more and more and more, positively open your heart more and more and more to the possibility of the fulfillment of your desire, then you will see things start to manifest into form. Then you will gain mastery over your self-saboteur. Then you will step more boldly into the person you came to this planet to be. Then you can live day to day, moment by moment, from the space of, wow, God is truly within me. So that is my show. How to clear out that saboteur just notice it. Notice it. Like, hey, am I showing up for myself? And you know, here's my encore on this, my encore message my spirit guides are showing. There are the list of things to do that your perfectionist will give you. Don't follow that list. The perfectionist is always going to try to tell you that you're not enough, work harder, do this, you're not doing it well enough. Like, that is just as unhelpful as the self-saboteur telling you not to show up, period, or telling you to not play full out. The perfectionist will give you a long list, right? And the perfectionist is mean. The perfectionist will always try to hold you back. Don't listen to that part of yourself. Listen to the part of yourself that's like, okay, what is the best that I can do in this moment? What is the best that I can do in this moment? And trust that. And in that process of asking yourself that, you might have the voice that comes up that's probably not your own. It was probably some critical adult when you were a kid, and it had nothing even to do with you. It's just them being assholes. And, you know, the world is, they're assholes. They're jerks. They're are mean people. They're naysayers. They exist, right? And they were probably just caught up in something they were going through and then projected that onto you. And then this perfectionist showed up within you that said, okay, in order to get people to love you, like you, care for you, treat you well, you've got to be perfect. That's all a bunch of nonsense, and it's all a bunch of lies. The people in this world that we love the most, that we celebrate the most, they show up authentically as themselves. That's it. So that's my message on the self-saboteur. You don't have to live with that. You don't have to live out of that. It may always be there. You just don't have to give it attention. And you just need to be aware, step back, go into observer, when that it is showing up. And sometimes it'll sneak up on you. But that's why there's coaching. That's why there's self-work. That's why there's your spiritual practice, to help you stay grounded and centered and clear when it's the self-saboteur, when it's perfectionist, and when it's your true, authentic, amazing self. And the more you live as that person, the more you're able to live the amazing life you truly desire. All right, now I'm done. If you are looking for a coach, if you're looking for an intuitive, if you want some insight, I read energy accurately. I also get energy, and I know how to use energy to create things into physical form. And I want to help you do the same in your own life. So if you're ready to go to the next level, if you're ready to manifest a relationship, if you are ready to manifest a business, professional advancement, financial win, if you are ready for that, I would love to support you in every way possible. Please consider my services, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Check out the up-level intuitive coaching package, as well as the massive result intuitive coaching package. Listen, thank you for listening to this program. Thank you. And until next time, take care of yourself.